friends, this year should be a special schus for David Avram ben Maris Hannah Miriam, and for Harav Chanoch Aryeh ben Zlata Golda, and for Zev Chaim ben Chaya Adolf, and Rav Yitzchak Dov ben Gedaleya, and for Rav Nassim Chaim ben Zelda, and Rav Yosef ben Moshe Chaim, and for Rav Yitzchak ben Bracha, Yishalav Bracha Vatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadayim. It says in the Gemara, in Maseches Bracha, in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Mem Aleph, Rabbi Zeira, Hava Mishtameit Me Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Zeira was hiding from Rabbi Yehuda, to boy LeMesak LaAradi Yisrael. He wanted to make Aliyah, as they call it today, to Eretz Yisrael. So he was hiding from Rabbi Yehuda, who didn't want him to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Explains the Rav in his Ein Ayah and Maseches Shabbos Os Aleph Chelik Beis. B'nefesh Adam Yeshnan Amitiyot Ka'ela Shehen Niknot Lo Dafka Al Yedei Limud Ve'iyun V'Yeshnan Gam Ken Amitiyot Shehen Neutzot Be'omek HaNefesh. In the soul of man there are truths that are acquired to him through study, and there are truths that are rooted in the depth of his soul. Shehein na'alot me'al kol limud v'chol hora'a. They are more elevated than anything you can learn. Certain things you learn, you can read them in a book, you can hear them from a teacher, and certain truths are rooted in the depth of a person's soul. Kol ha'yachas ha'gadol sheyesh ben harav el ha'talmid u'mukaf b'geder otam ha'limudim Shemekoram hu halimud v'hashinun. All of this special relationship between a Rav and a Talmud is defined by those limudim that are rooted in study, understanding, intellectual comprehension. Aval otam limudim shehem nikba'im b'libo v'nafsho shel adam mitzad teva hanefesh ha'elohit sheyesh behem me'en kedushato shel Avraham Avinu shelo haya lo rav ve'asa kadosh baruch hu shtei kiliotav kishnei rabanim v'yu melamdot oto chuchma. There are other limudim that are established in the soul and heart of a person from his very godly soul that have similar to the kedusha of Avraham Avinu, who didn't have a rebbe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Chazal tell us, Bereishis Rabba, Samach Aleph Aleph, that they made his two kloyos, his kidneys became like two rabbonim, and would teach him chochma. Kishba Adam lemidazo, uve mikzoa prati, shezeh koach hagadol shebenefesh, shezeh koach hagadol shebenefesh mishtamesh bo, umotze et atzmo neezar. When a person comes to this midah and he uses this specific koach that he has, he finds himself girded with the strength of truth. He finds himself higher than anything that a rav or a teacher can give to him. Because his soul shines with godly light, because God gives chachma to the wise. Now, this is coming directly from Hashem. Umnam gam az chova mutelat al ish hagadol shelo lishkoach sheyachol liyot sheemet hazot hanizgevet kvar mikol yachas shel hashpa'a limudit. But a person has to remember, a great person, and he can't forget that it could be that this truth that he perceives, which is higher and more sublime than any relationship of something learned, is only fitting for himself.
V'aderech hakolelet shebat zichim lidroch rov ba'e olam
Hiderech HaHashpa'a VeHora'a, and the general path that most in the world's people have to go is the path of Hashpa'a and Hora. And that involves a Rebbe and a Talmid. In other words, there are unique people who can learn from themselves. They don't need a Rebbe. They have this teaching, this study that's above anything that a Rav could give to them. They're coming from the depth of their soul. But Rov HaOlam Aderech HaKolelet of Rov BaOlam must be the Rebbe Talmud relationship. Uve'amitat HaChna'a Shel Ha'acharon El HaRishon, and with true subordination and subjugation of the latter to the former. The latter to the former. Meaning, the Talmud to the Rav. That the Talmud has to subjugate and subordinate himself to the Rebbe. That's Rov HaOlam. There are unique individuals, they don't need that. They just go straight from the depths of their soul, and their godly soul, it becomes their Rebbe. Alken, gam be'et lahavat ha'tshuka ha'kedoshah ve'elyona shel kedosh elyon zeh le'eretz Yisrael. And even at this time, when he had this yearning, this pining, this holy person, who's the holy person? Rebbe Zeira, to go to Eretz Yisrael, asher omnam matza nafsho kvar omedet be'inyan zeh al rosh pisgat hachrat ha'kedusha pnimit. At this time, he found himself at the peak of deciding this internal Kedusha in the depths of his heart. In other words, now he's at this point, Rebbe Zeira, where he doesn't need his Rebbe, and he can decide on his own. He can be his own man. V'kol Elokim akore elav b'koach b'yad Hashem asher elav chazaka. So at this time, he finds himself higher, more elevated than anything that a Rebbe can teach a Talmud. And therefore, he could decide to come to Eretz Yisrael even against his Rebbe. We know that in Judaism, we have a Rebbe-Talmud relationship, and the Talmud has to listen to the Rebbe. My brother had a Rebbe when he was in elementary school. He used to have a line he would repeat, Rebbe is right, Talmud is wrong. And my brother would come home and tell us what the Rebbe said, and that became like a catchphrase in our house. Whenever we wanted a good laugh, somebody would say, Rebbe is right, Talmud is wrong. So we got to listen to the Rebbe. So what's Rebbe Zeira avoiding his Rebbe so that he can call up to Eretz Yisrael, when we know that that's part of our tradition, that you have to listen to your Rebbeim, not avoid your Rebbeim, not ignore your Rebbeim? And the Teretz, of course, is, as we've learned now, that there are certain unique individuals who become their own Rebbeim, whose internal world, whose internal neshama, can already teach them the truth without having to resort to a Rebbe, and Adarabba can even overrule the Rebbe, in which case Talmud is right and Rebbe isn't necessarily right. And therefore Rebbe Zeira was compelled not to follow Das Rabbi, Rebbe Yehuda. Nifla me'od, aval, b'chol zot, lo yisiach rega da'ato me'horat ha'kavod ha'drusha liot le'olam yisodo shel olam, b'chol ha'dorot u'b'chol ha'zmanim, b'chol ha'ishim u'b'chol ha'inyanim. Al ken, siveiv p'nei ha'davar, שיהיה ניכר כמה מכבד הוא את הדעה הגדולה של רבו. עכשיו הרב ניגש לתרץ קושיה נוספת. So why avoid him? Why avoid him? Why not just go to his face? To Rabbi Yehuda, you're a great man, I love you, great Rebbe. Rebbe's right, Talmud's wrong. But I'm happy, sorry to tell you that in this instance, Talmud is right and Rebbe is wrong. דבר לעניין. דוגרי כמו שאומרים בשפה המדוברת. Straight away. And the answer is, says the Rav, it's Gvaldik. You still have to keep kavod harav. You still have to keep kavod harav. You can't just be mezalzel on the Rebbe just because your neshama tells you to do something different. You still have to be mechavi the Rav. So you have to find this balance. Almost every piece in the Ein Hayah is about balance. You have to find a balance between your rotzen to go up there to Israel and kavod harav. So how did he do that? How did he find the middle ground? The answer is by making his aliyah plans, by speaking to Nefesh B'Nefesh, getting his house in Ramat Beit Shemesh, putting a down payment on it. Everything is good, and at the same time avoiding his Rebbe Rav Yehuda. Sivev Pnei Adavar Shenikar Kamim Mechabedu Tadeya Gdola Shel Rabo. He was Mechabed his Rebbe's opinion. V'kamin Ezharu Me'avor Al Dvarav Ad Shegam Mekom Shel Yesod Anetiyah Elyona Shebel Yonot Shehayta Lo Lemerkaz Chayav Hazmanim Vanitzchiyim Ki Aliyato Le'eretz Yisrael Rak Ishtamit Minei Kedei Shelo Yuchash Ki Oseh Hu B'Sha'at Nefesh Lamrot Ruchos Shel Harav. So he was very, very careful not to be mezalzel in his Rebbe, even though he wanted to do something here that was very exalted, very sublime. Eretz Yisrael is this world, Eretz Yisrael is the next world, Eretz Yisrael is our life. Eretz HaChayim. Ashma, if you're not in Eretz Yisrael, there's a chisaron of Chayim. So he wanted to go, but without insulting his Rebbe. Alkeinu mishtamet mined Rav Yehuda. And therefore he avoided Rav Yehuda. Kedei shelo yipagesh b'mishol tsar shel gzera pratit alav b'yichud. Otherwise he's going to see Rav Yehuda, he's going to say to him, I forbid you to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then he's going to be in a between a rock and a hard place. What is he going to do? He knows Rav Yehuda is against it, but if Rav Yehuda comes and tells him straight to his face not to go, how can he not listen to his Rebbe? Mishum debay lemesak la'arad Yisrael, he wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh achevetz elyon erimu me'al l'kol chova kolelet halken chafetzia shidishar mishalato shel Rav Yehuda klalit. So Rabbi Yehuda, as long as Rabbi Yehuda's machab, as long as Yehuda's protest, as long as his opposition was only in general, so then Reb Zeira isn't going against him straight away. It's not a straight hit, kiviyachol. And Mela, he just avoided him. And he didn't want this Zeira to be on him in specific, in particular. Because he felt that he's a yotzei min haklal. And be'avat tishget tamid pasuk b'mishlei hey yutet, that a person has to be crazy in his love constantly. Reb Zeira was in love with Eretz Yisrael, in love with Eretz Yisrael. So how could he not go? Aye, what about his Rebbe? So avoid the Rebbe, and the Rebbe won't tell you specifically not to go. Don't ask. He won't tell you no. I know somebody who wanted very much to come to Eretz Yisrael, and he was the chassid of a certain Rebbe. I know the person. I know the Rebbe, but I don't want to say names. And his Rebbe was in general not a fan of making Aliyah. So he wrote him a letter and he didn't get a response, and he wrote him a letter and didn't get a response. Finally, I don't know if it was the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth time, he said, if Rebbe doesn't answer me, I'm going. In this way, instead of just waiting for him to give him his bracha and give him his okay, he said, I'm going, unless you say no. So the Rebbe didn't say no, he didn't answer him. He went. In the end, he had a very rough time here. So I don't know. Maybe the Rebbe knew something that we didn't know, that he didn't know. Maybe it would have been better for him to stay. But he was asking him directly. He said, listen, tell me if no is no. But Reb Zeira didn't want to ask, so the Rebbe wouldn't say no, so he could come, because he understood from his own soul that he had to come. That was a very, very beautiful shtickle in Einaya, the very first piece in Shabbos, and Aleph, and what can I tell you, sweet friends? We have thousands of pieces to learn, and Hashem should just give us the strength and the Simchas Chaim and the financial capacity to just keep learning them together, and not to have to be too mutred by Olam Hazeh. Should be Zochem to Hashem, and always to remember that Sof Dovra Kol Nishma. It's a lokim yare. It's a lokim yare. It's a sosa shmor. He's that called Adam. It's a lokim yare. It's a sosa shmor. You have to fear God. You have to keep his mitzvahs, because that's all of man. That's our life. So we have to remember that's the ikar of all of our limud, is to come to Maisa, to come to Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.